Now, broadcasting on Radio Star Worldwide, it's time for Dr. Rademacher's Prescription for Transformation. Let's tap into your own authentic genius and live the life you desire. Join Dr. Rademacher for an enlightened conversation about our brain intelligence, our body intelligence, and our energy intelligence. And now, here's your host, Dr. Bart Rademacher.
Well, welcome. Welcome to my show, Prescription for Your Transformation. And I'm Dr. Bart Rademacher. And I'm really glad to be here today, really excited. And when you think about it, your entire life, you have been evolving to this very, very moment. So the question is, you know, by whose prescription? Yours or someone else? So prescription for transformation is just the introduction of new voices for you. So you can then make new choices, new decisions for your life. It is all about choice. And frankly, what I've also discovered is knowing what those choices are, knowing what you don't know before so that you can do new things in your life. So finding out what you don't know that can change your life and live the life the way you desire, the way you deserve to live that. So this show has been long in the making. I've had a lot of training over the years. I've lived in 5 different countries. I speak 4 different languages, and I feel really blessed with all the things that have happened. And I trained for 17 years in medicine before I started practicing as a plastic surgeon. And I am a board-certified plastic and reconstructive surgeon. It's a mouthful, I know. But it's a lot of training, and it's training that's allowed me to actually work in any part of the body and pretty much do any type of medicine. But for me, it was a lot more than just that. And I'm sharing this with you because I really want you to know what my background is. You know, what's my credibility? What's my voice? And why, you know, is this something that, you know, is worth hearing? And I've been fortunate because I've also had a lot of different trainings as a life coach with the Tony Robbins Company, as a trained in integrated energy healing, an advocate, you know, for wellness, and also an ambassador for autologous stem cell therapy, and so much more. There's so much more there. But what's more important to me is that this is an incredible time that we live in today, with a wealth of information, with a wealth of opportunities. And so what is it that we're missing out because we just don't know what's there? How much do we want to rely, you know, on the voices of other people who write the books, who write the articles, who are on the news, the pundits, or whoever's out there? This platform is a new platform. It's a platform for real conversation where differences can be honored and we can learn. Because the problem that I see too is that with the wealth of information, it's really hard to know what's right for you, what's right for me. And by having these real-time conversations about the important topics where questions can be asked and answered, we can really come closer to knowing what our own identity is. Because that's where the rub is. You know, whose identity is it anyhow? Is it yours by your conscious choice? Or are you unconsciously following someone else's? What is that prescription? What is that program? So in this platform that I'm creating, both on this station, my books, and in social media, it's about that very conversation. It's allowing you to have your own voice and still be safe. It's allowing you to recognize other voices, and then you can learn. As you enhance your own identity, and this is the key, as you enhance your own identity and find yourself in a more generative and collaborative space, what's our world then to become? It's going to be awesome. It can be so much more than it is. So let's get real for a moment. It's by no mistake that you are here right now. It is your fault. You are the summation of all your experiences, all your decisions, all your beliefs up to this very, very moment. Yes, it's your fault. You can blame anybody out there if you want, as much as you want. And I know that sometimes things are tough and sometimes things are disastrous and sometimes things are really painful. But there's an intelligence around us. Again, it's by no mistake that we hear. This is an intelligent universe. Things are happening intelligently. And it really is your ability to tap into that intelligence that has gotten you to where you are right now. When you think about it, you know, we all deserve divine happiness. Why not? We do. We do deserve that. But to get that, you've got to resolve that which makes you unhappy. So it's not easy being you. It's not easy finding out who you are. You know, Socrates, you know, one of his old age wisdoms is know thyself. We see that on the you know, doors of temples. Know thyself. It's not easy. So I'm not here to give you those answers. I'm only here to ask the questions, have new voices, and help you answer your own questions and your own why. Why do you do what you do? That's actually my favorite question. What is it that I really want right now? Really? So think about that for a moment. How often do you really stop to consider in this very moment what it is that you really want? Really? Are you moving towards something because you feel it's the right thing that you should do it and it's not something that you really want to do? Or is this what you're doing right now really what you want to do? It's a fun question. And the better the questions, the better your answers. You know, as Tony Robbins very eloquently keeps on saying, the quality of life is the quality of questions. You ask better questions, you're going to get better answers. So then ask the relevant questions that you need to ask to get the outcomes that you want. But it really starts with knowing what your outcomes are. And this is one of the challenges I see, you know, as a coach as well, is really helping my clients define what those outcomes are. Yeah, I want some more money. I want more wealth. I want more happiness. Yeah, we all want these things, but when they're not clear, then it's really hard to define the steps that you need to take to get to where you want. How can you navigate your ship in the ocean if you don't know where you want to go? Or as they say, the road to somewhere brings you to a town called nowhere. So my platform is to invite people to that conversation and all types of conversations and all types of people, real people, you, me, not just the rich and the famous and the successful. Yeah, you know, we can model their success. But it's awesome and it's exciting, especially with some of the new social media platforms. It's people like you and me having real-time conversations, helping each other in that conversation, helping each other discover new things, discover new answers, being uncomfortable with certain positions and dissecting that and looking at yourself and say, okay, great. You know, what is my discomfort here right now? What is it that I can learn right here, right now? Not making somebody else wrong and not judging that other person for having that particular belief. Because here's the truth. That person has that belief for a reason. Whatever behavior we have, whatever we're doing, whatever we're thinking, whatever we're feeling makes sense. So why not just be curious about that? And curious to see, okay, how am I showing up? What could this mean for me? So again, it's really tapping into that intelligence around us. And it's being authentic. It's being honest with yourself. As a young kid, I always realized that. The different types of honesty. And the one that really counts is when you can be honest with yourself, really deciding to see the truth within you. What is it that you really feel? What is it that you really want? Yes, it can be scary. It can be frustrating. It can be challenging. It can be all those things. But it's about being authentic. It's about being vulnerable. And it's about willing to learn and grow and expand. And again, tapping into that intelligence of the people around you, tapping into the intelligence of the earth, discovering how you can be more aware of all of that, and then start making better choices for yourself and, of course, the people around you and the world. I recently opened a talk in Ecuador with this question. What if I told you that the future of medicine is in you? What new decisions would you make? Who would you influence? See, being in the medical profession for the last 30, 40 years, and I've come to realize that medicine is really focused just on the cure. Yeah, we're developing all sorts of new strategies and new therapies. And now with the advent of newer technologies, you know, people are getting all excited about these things. But what if we didn't need a cure in the first place? Wouldn't that solve all our problems? What if we did just die of old age rather than heart disease, rather than cancer, rather than all these terrible autoimmune diseases, infectious diseases, all these things? Again, because there is that intelligence around us that we can actually tap into. And the way that I choose to separate it is, you know, mind intelligence, body intelligence, energy intelligence. You can choose how you want to classify or categorize these different types of intelligence, but just for the sake of my platform, what I do is I look at those three things. I get really excited by some giants out there that write these phenomenal books like The Biology of Belief by Bruce Lipton. It's a great book. I recommend it to everyone. And for the longest time, we believed that our genes determined everything. That the genes actually had their own intelligence. But all genes are, they're just a blueprint. Like the way that Bruce puts it, you know, if you put the blueprint for building a building outside on the place, nothing happens. You need an architect, you need a construction team, you need materials, you need all those things to happen. So the purpose of every cell is to survive. We've got 50 to 70 trillion cells. And the purpose of a cell is to survive. And when you really think about it, the cell only really has two responses. It moves towards anything that supports it, that helps it thrive, that lets it grow, or it moves away from things that can challenge it, that can hurt it, that can threaten it. So doesn't that happen in real life too? Where we move towards things that we like, that help us grow, that help us thrive? Or do we move away from things that threaten us, that challenge us? So cells do respond to the external environment. And so do our genes. And our genes really do respond to three things: to trauma, to toxin, and guess what? Beliefs. Because beliefs are just simply a conglomeration of chemicals in our body, of nerve impulses, and that's also the external environment around the genes. So that's what the biology of belief, and that's what we'll talk about right after the break, so that we can understand, so that you can understand how our beliefs really change the expression of our genes. And once we get to understand that, once we get to understand how to tap into our mind intelligence, we can also change a lot of different things. But beliefs too are also nothing else but programs. And where do we get these programs from? But it's understanding where these programs come from, how these programs affect us. We can also make some more conscious changes. And now we'll go for our break.
We'll be back with Dr. Rademacher right after these. Stand Up and Speak Up with host Walt Grassel. Sharing stories of people who have taken steps to overcome their fears and now lead stronger, more fulfilling lives. Are you ready to take that first step towards a different life? Join Walt as he shares his tales of triumph over stage fright and public speaking. Walt has performed stand-up comedy at the Hollywood Improv, as well as the Flamingo in Las Vegas, and wants to help you conquer whatever is holding you back. Join him and his guests for Stand Up and Speak Up. Every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern on Radio Star Worldwide and on demand 24/7. So have you been to the Horse and Cow yet? The Horse and Cow is a bar that caters to the submariner fleets and has been doing it for over 60 years. They've been in San Diego, San Francisco, Bremerton, and Guam. Today, they are famous for their burgers and hot wings and their signature drink, Nuke Waste. On their show, they talk with the brewing houses and distillers, liquor distributors, and patrons of the Horse and Cow. Yes, the Horse and Cow has a reputation for being an off-the-hook bar for submariners. But everyone is welcome, so pull up a chair and join the fun. And if you can't make it to the Horse and Cow live, listen every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern right here on Radio Star Worldwide. It's happy hour at the Horse and Cow. It's people's secrets that make them interesting. People have been trusting their secrets to longtime business journalist Judy Schreiner for the last 25 years. And now you can hear them too on Radio Star Worldwide every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Welcome back to Dr. Rademacher's Prescription for Transformation. And now, once again, your host, Dr. Bart Rademacher.
Welcome back. And thank you for listening. I'm really excited to be here today because I'm on a mission. And my mission is out there to help people with better answers. And not so much for me to give them the answers, but to help them discover the answers for themselves. And before I go back into what we were talking about before, I just want to add a little story. And I was trained as a plastic and reconstructive surgeon and trained for 17 years before I could actually practice. And I reached a point in my life where I really thought I knew everything. And it wasn't out of any kind of arrogance. And it was really out of ignorance. And I didn't know anything about, personal development. I didn't know anything about integrated energy healing, all those things that are absolutely magnificent in our world today and are really coming up so much on the mainstream. And that's where I see the future of medicine. I see the future of medicine, things like belief medicine and energy medicine, mind and body medicine. And we talk about body medicine. We talk about body intelligence. Using your own stem cells, harnessing, what I've always said in my practice, harnessing the potential of the body to restore form and function. I mean, it's not an ingenious idea, but it's just not out there. We're not really looking at it that way. Medicine is all about cures. It's all about taking care of the problems. It's all about being reactionary. And even preventative medicine isn't quite there yet. It's what we do before all of that, living that healthy lifestyle, living that, getting access to resources and tools that can allow us to live our life on a much higher vibration. So that really what it comes down to is tapping into that authentic genius within us and living the life that we desire. Whatever it is that you can think of, you can become. You can. With the right help, with the right attitude, with the right mindset, really with the right questions. And so that's, again, what this platform is all about. So that my job is to bring in new voices, new ideas from all over the globe. And certainly now with social media being as powerful as it is with Blab, for example. If you don't know about Blab, check it out. It's very exciting. There's only 100,000 people on it right now, but these are live conversations with real people. And it's a lot of fun just getting to be connected with other people and their ideas. So getting back to the biology of belief, just right before the break, I was talking about how cells respond to the external environment by moving towards or moving away. Same thing with the genes. For the longest period of time, we thought that genes determined everything. But we discovered the study of epigenetics, the proteins around the genes that determine what genes get expressed, what proteins or molecules get made, and therefore change the biology of an actual cell. How does this cell function based on the new set of molecules that the genes make as a result of the external environment? So then the question is, what's in that external environment? It's trauma. They're the toxins. There's 350,000 different toxins in environmental toxins, and then not to include all the toxins within us. Those are going to affect our cells. And finally, beliefs. It's the chemicals of our thoughts, like the book Molecules of Emotion. And these are going to affect our cells too. And it's really interesting is that our thoughts are affecting so much within us. But not only are they affecting things within us, they're also affecting things outside of us. How our thoughts, how our ideas do influence other people. Now, some people are not really quite familiar with this, but the truth is that about 97% of our DNA, we're not clear what that really does. And so there's a suggestion that there's such a thing as a Einstein-Rosenberg bridge-like situation between people, whether they're right in front of you or across the globe, that you can create these connections and have this mental connection unconsciously affecting how other people are thinking or feeling in that very, very moment. But more importantly, what's really important with our brains is our own neuroplasticity. Our ability to grow based on the changes of the neural networks. And so understanding that opportunity for us to grow and evolve and become more is really very, very exciting. And it's almost like Socrates said, an unexamined life is not worth living. So like I found myself many years ago, evolved but ignorant, discovering that there was so much more. And it was really exciting for me. And so ever since then, this happened about 17 years ago, ever since then, I've been on this mission to learn as much as I can. Opening doors in my mind. And so opening doors for you to discover what's available for you out there. Change your thoughts, change your life. You know, what are the programs that you're using? The study of mimetics. Beliefs, programs. Where did we get them from? We got them from somewhere. We got them from someone. They're infectious. But the question is, are these beliefs really the ones that serve us in the best possible way? And then what are our filters? You know, however, the quality of our life is the quality of our emotions too. Whatever experience we have is a result of the emotions that we're feeling in that very moment. The same situation in a happy state is completely different in a frustrated or an unhappy state. So examining these kinds of things, asking the questions, and discovering again what other people are doing with these specific situations. Understanding where your discomfort and your disturbance is by simply hearing what other people are doing. And again, that's the platform of this show. It's about having real people and real conversations. It's understanding the decisions that you make. It's understanding the behavior that you have somewhere makes sense. But then the question is, what is it that you really want? Really? Are you following somebody else's program? It's like they say, who's driving the bus? You driving the bus? Or is one of your parents driving your bus? Or is it someone that you're in a relationship that's driving your bus? Or is it a mentor? Or is it someone else? Now, who's driving the bus? Having that awareness of what it is that's happening to you in that very moment. And then making that conscious choice. And like I said earlier, it's difficult being you. Yes, you could stay in a state of denial and just decide, okay, in denial I can be happy. And maybe that works for some people. So the question is it going to work for you? Are you going to be responsible, accountable in where you are right now in this very moment? Or are you going to blame the weather? Or are you going to blame the economy? Yeah, sometimes things just aren't fair. You know, pain is inevitable. We got that. Sometimes pain is an incredible driver for change. I see some of the most incredibly successful, beautiful people in this world, and they come from unimaginable backgrounds. And it's really weird because I didn't come from a background like that. But I look at them and I see the success that they have, and it's just like, wow, this is amazing. I'm honored to be in their presence, or I'm honored to be in this time, or I'm honored to learn from them. But it came from pain. So pain is inevitable, but suffering isn't. That's a decision that you make. Decision to be the victim. But here's the thing. Let's not judge that. See, what I believe is that I believe I can celebrate my faults and my weaknesses. Not out of any kind of arrogance, simply out of the fact that I am now aware of a fault or a weakness. I celebrate it because I can work on it. I can change it. I can resolve it. I can get rid of it. And by having that conversation with other people and seeing what they see, it gives me new resources, new ideas. And the cool thing is that on this platform, we get to have it real time. We can see their authenticity. And even if they're not authentic, that's okay. We can make that choice. So never before have we been able to really tap into the intelligence of the world around us. Yeah, we're getting ready for AI, artificial intelligence. But the equivalent of artificial intelligence of the future is what we have right now. It's that global community of people completely connected with each other and willing to share, willing to cooperate, willing to help, willing to support, willing to be generative. And I love that word, generative. It's a word that I thank, you know, Robert Diltz, one of the masters in neuro-linguistic programming, because it's creative. And that's exciting in this world when we can create things. One of my own perspectives is being creative and enhancing life. That's where my mindset is most of the time. I'm a problem solver. I love solutions. I love helping people. I love creating better environments for people and also myself. It's being generative. It's being creative. It's a mindset. So what do you want? You know, what's it in for you? So we're going to take a break right now, and right after the break, we're going to get Ed Vanderlee from Radio Star to join in this first Prescription for Transformation radio show, because I really want to ask him what he sees about this platform and how, you know, his work and his experience can really help promote this. And so I'm really looking forward to that. So I'll join you right after the break.
We'll be back with Dr. Rademacher right after these. Ask Roxy how to lead like it matters every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Roxy Hewardson is the Dear Abby of practical leadership advice. Whether you're a manager, an executive, or a CEO running a large global firm or a small business, or even just focusing on your life and family, join us on Ask Roxy. If leading other people or working with your boss is sometimes difficult for you and there are challenges you aren't sure how to address, tune into Ask Roxy. Roxy's been there from the front lines to the C-suite as a leader, coach, teacher, and author. Her highly acclaimed new book, Lead Like It Matters, Because It Does, is a handbook, playbook, and workbook of must-dos, nice-to-dos, and really don't-dos of being an effective leader. Give yourself a boost this week with powerful advice that could actually change your life. Join Roxy and her guests and call in with your questions every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern right here on Radio Star Worldwide and on demand 24/7. If you are a family historian passionate about preserving and sharing family films and stories, a filmmaker wanting to move analog, legacy, or found footage into a digital project or documentary, a genealogy buff, memory keeper, or archivist, this show is for you. The Home Movie Legacy Project. Rhonda's passion for home movies and independent filmmaking stems from running Pro 8mm based in Burbank, known as the Super 8 experts for production and legacy footage for over 30 years. They have worked on thousands of projects for moguls and the masses, including Hollywood blockbusters such as Argo, Super 8, and JFK, TV shows, music videos, commercials, and the personal family film legacy of the world's most famous faces, industry icons, award-winning documentaries, and archival footage for the presidential libraries and museums. Each show will focus on compelling interviews with people who are telling their personal stories using home movies as a jumping-off point, sharing what was discovered, or what was challenged, or what was confirmed. Expert guests will share best practices to organize, digitize, socialize, and even monetize your old media formats and cutting-edge ways to bring them back into your digital life. And don't miss the weekly Tech Talk segment featuring Phil Vigent, the other half of the Pro 8mm story. Learn insider industry secrets of how to become head of your own studio. Don't miss the Home Movie Legacy Project, Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on Radio Star Worldwide. Welcome back to Dr. Rademacher's Prescription for Transformation. And now, once again, your host, Dr. Bart Rademacher.
Welcome back. Thanks for listening to my show, Prescription for Transformation. And I'm really excited to be here with you because it's a new platform that's really about real people, real conversations, you know, real time. So I was talking about earlier, you know, it's the biology of beliefs. And this show is really about the human experience, this being human, as we all desire, you know, divine happiness. And, you know, the strongest force in human psychology is our identity. And it's up to us to figure out what that identity really is. And discovering that through the conversations that we have with different people on this show. And this show is a little different than the regular show. And so far that I've done most of the talking today, and I'm excited to get Ed Vanderlee, you know, on it as well. And the shows in the future will have a lot more conversation back and forth, real-time questions, so that you can learn from this. You know, when was the time that you actually stopped, you know, to think about that? You know, how often are you really apologizing for who you really are? And I tell people, look, celebrate your faults, celebrate your weaknesses. You know, go ahead and don't apologize for who you are. I mean, truthfully, I mean, you know, let's not insult or offend or hurt other people purposely. I mean, it does happen, of course, you know, that we will, you know, out of our own preservation or whatever it is that's going on in our own life, you know, our own behavior, our own actions are going to affect other people. But I hear so often that people just apologize for themselves, for being who they are. You know, there's greatness within all of us. And there's also that part that's not so great, the part that we don't like. And what if we could just honor that as well and learn from that and learn, okay, you know, these are our faults and we can learn to change those. We can learn to grow from them. We can learn to become more from them. But what about celebrating who we are in our own greatness? You know, what are your great attributes? And rather than self-criticizing ourselves and losing that confidence, losing that self-esteem, fooling ourselves that we're someone else that we're really not. And it goes the other way too, fooling ourselves that we're bigger than we really are, pretending, having a mask. So it's always still about, you know, what is our identity? The strongest force in human psychology is to remain consistent with that identity. So let me see if Ed is ready to join us. I'm going to wait.
I'm here.
Ah, great. Ed, thanks for joining in.
So sorry about that. I had a Skype malfunction on my end.
Yeah, I noticed, and suddenly I thought I lost connection, so that's why I paused in my talking, because I tried to figure out my screen if I was still connected with you guys or not, and only to realize that I was still kind of blabbing away, and we're still on air, so.
No worries. That's what editing's for.
Oh, great. Well, I tell you one thing, though. That's the beauty of modern technology is that I can do this from my own studio out here in Tampa, Florida, and I don't actually have to be in your studio like we used to have to do it. So I'm really excited that you guys have arranged this incredible technology for us. So welcome to the show.
We're so happy to do it. You know, you're in Florida. Kyle's back at the main studio in Scottsdale, and I'm 30 miles away in Gilbert, Arizona.
I still prefer Florida.
You know, to each their own, Doc. To each their own.
So I don't know what's
going on.
Yeah, I don't know if you had a chance to listen in earlier on, but I was just sharing, you know, with the audience, the listeners, that this is a very exciting platform, and the reason it's exciting is because it's really about real people and real conversations. And we get inundated with so much information that sometimes it's really hard to validate, you know, this information. And especially in the world of coaching, I see it all the time, is how people are really not necessarily badly misled, but they're just misled. They're misled with ideas and beliefs and programs that really, quite honestly, you know, don't function for them. Just look at this whole, you know, nutrition, you know, diet dilemma. There's so many books out there that really misdirect so many people, and it's unfortunate. It's not specifically intended for that reason, but that's what happens.
And so I get that. And I just recently went through a big weight loss and lost 40 pounds.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. And I didn't do anything fad. Matter of fact, your producer right now, Kyle, he was my nutritionist on this thing.
Is that right?
He outlined my eating plan and everything, and it was just basically eat better and exercise.
That's it.
You know, what do you know? And it worked.
You know, and but that's the key of this, you know, platform is to, you know, have real time experiences, real time stories, and listening in on the person sharing that story, in a way that we've never really been able to do before, because now, listening in on what you just said, you know, inspires me, you know, for example, I need to lose about 10 pounds, is to really just do that once again, rather than trying to resort to the thousands of books that are out there that might not even serve me. But your real-time experience, you know, is something that I look forward to.
You know, it was a challenge for me because I'd gotten to the heaviest point that I'd ever been. Mm-hmm. I was 298 pounds. Now I'm 6'3", so you know that I carried a little differently. But it got to the point where I was huffing and puffing to tie my shoes, and I couldn't deal with it anymore. And I did. I looked at all the fads that were going on and all the books, and I researched on how to do all this. And Kyle came up to me and said, "You know what? This is what you got to do." And so I stuck with it. And it was one of those times in my life, and I'm still going through it. I still have some more to lose, that it wasn't a diet. It wasn't a, you know, well, I got to lose this to do this. It was, you got to change your lifestyle.
Right.
And that's exactly what I had to do. And I've stuck with it and I feel so much better. I think my biggest thing was cutting out soda. I loved soda.
So, you know, Kyle's giving us comments out here. I'm not going to repeat them. I'm not going to, you know, give any justification to Kyle what he's talking out here. But, you know, here's the truth. It's social proof. And, you know, no more in the history of our history, you know, has social proof been such a powerful tool for us to learn and come up with new opportunities and new choices and new connections. And that's what's great. And that's why I'm so excited to be on this radio station with you. And so here's my question. I mean, how long have you had the Radio Star Worldwide? I mean, how long have you guys been doing this?
Well, it all started with it was the brainchild of Dave Pratt, who he was still is a legend in terrestrial radio here in the Arizona market. And in 2008, when the recession hit, he had a great job with CBS and everything was going great. And anybody with an extra zero at the end of their paycheck got cut.
Right.
So instead of, you know, crawling back to terrestrial radio and, you know, trying to get a gig for, you know, a fraction of what he was making, he decided he was going to do his own thing and not work for corporate America anymore. So he started off with just his little morning show in a very small studio where we're located now, but we're much bigger because we've expanded. But for the first 2 years, it was just his show. We didn't have a network. We tested it. We did everything we needed to do. We had advertisers in place. And then in 2013, we launched the network of Star Worldwide Networks. And we started brokering shows and bringing more shows on. And so for the last, it's coming up on 3 years now, pretty quick, that we've just kept growing. And we've got three different channels on the network now, 150 shows that are either on the air or prepping to go on the air.
Right.
And it's been an exciting experience. It's been a fulfilling experience, and now, as of 2015, we've decided to dive into the video aspect of it.
Oh, wow.
And the way that Dave wanted to do this, he didn't want to do anything traditionally, because that era that everybody's used to is over. So we've done it all. We've built the majority of our business doing it through social media, through SEO, and that's how the future is. And I would say he was just ahead of the curve. And
right.
we've been nicely riding that wave. I mean, it's still a lot of hard work, don't get me wrong, but it was one of those the right guy at the right place at the right time kind of thing.
Right. Well, the cool thing is, I mean, it's really come down to a new democracy, you know, and it's really truly a people's democracy when it comes to all things.
Mm-hmm.
And I was watching yesterday how people can build cars in just 1,500 square feet using 3D printing.
Mm-hmm.
And now you can build your own car in your own garage.
It's amazing.
It's totally amazing. And just think, you know, we're not now dependent, you know, and all these big companies and big institutions that are basically governing, you know, how we live today. And
mm-hmm.
So that's what's exciting about something like Radio Star and the social media platforms where they're, you know, live streaming, is that, you know, the people have their voice. And,
mm-hmm.
and you know, my personal opinion is this, and you know, because I lived in so many different countries and speak different languages, you know, I'm just embracing our differences, or embracing, you know, here's a politically incorrect word, I guess, is inequality.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really that inequality. It's really more about being different, that we get to learn, that we get to evolve, that we get to become more. And so that's – so by having a platform like yours, you know, you get to hear that. And it's much more available and accessible to everyone. because you're on the internet, anybody can tap in at any given time and listen in to some of the smartest people out there, you know, that are coming from nowhere. And you know, that's exciting.
One thing that the internet has done is it made the world a much smaller place.
Yep.
And with that happening, what's happened to modern day media is it's become extremely fragmented. It is now an on-demand world.
Mm-hmm.
And as I explained to you when you decided to come on our network, which we're super excited about, is it's a thing where you don't really have to worry about who's listening live, because the majority of the people are going to listen to your show whenever they want to, because that's the way the world has become.
Right.
And it's such a convenience, you know, with TiVo and, you know, the DVR and Netflix, everything's on demand. You schedule into when you can watch something or listen to something instead of you scheduling around when your favorite show is on.
Right.
And it's becoming that way with everything, not just media. You said, you know, 3D printers. You can, you need something. Now you can just print it.
Isn't that wild?
It's amazing. And you know, Doc, that in 12, 15 years, it's going to be affordable and everybody's going to have one.
Right.
It's the same. It was what happened to the VCR. Remember when VCRs first came out? Our first one, it was like $800.
Yep.
Before they took them off the shelves at Walmart, you could buy a VCR for $15.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that crazy?
It's amazing.
You know, and what's cool about it is that, you know, it's really up to us now, you know, to look in the places that we haven't looked before. And I was, you know, relating to my own personal story earlier on, is that with all my education and training, you know, I thought I knew everything, and it wasn't out of arrogance. It was just out of ignorance. And I didn't mm-hmm. realize what I didn't know. And the cool thing now is, just as you said, because everything is so much on demand, you know, we can start looking for new information, you know, new voices, new opportunities, and really start delving into, you know, actually who are we, and finding that identity and finding that independence.
You know, that's a really good point, Doc. And with podcasting and internet radio and video, video on demand, it gives everybody a voice. And now the trick is for, you know, more or less the consumer or the listener, is what conversation do you want to be a part of?
Mm-hmm.
And you can choose that now. It's not the days of Paul Harvey or, you know, where he says it and that's kind of what you got to go by. Now you can respond. That's so awesome. How great is that?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, it's like I was saying earlier, you know, you're living a certain lifestyle, a certain program, by whose prescription, yours or someone else's?
Mm-hmm.
So now you get to choose from all the different prescriptions for your own life, you know,
right,
as to, you know, what that's going to be for you. And that's cool.
Was that your phone ringing?
No, that was mine. You can hear it, huh?
Yeah, we heard it buzzing.
Okay.
That's okay. Mine went off a minute ago, too, and I'm like, oh, crap, I hope they didn't hear that.
Well, I'm just wondering about all the bumping that I'm bumping around as I'm moving around. Normally, I like to walk around when I'm talking because I actually think a lot better. But we did really good today.
Very good. You know what you got to do then is, if that's the case, you need to get one of those headset microphones.
Oh, okay.
And that way you can walk around and not worry about it.
Oh, I might just have to try that.
I actually know a lot of old school DJs that did that, and they would have the big long cord and they would walk around the studio. It helped them think.
Yeah. I think I might just have to do that, because, you know, just staring at these screens, you know, isn't the most convenient thing.
I guess so, I've just gotten used to it. Hey, can I ask you a question, Doc?
Yeah, sure.
Tell me what it's like to be nominated for a Nobel Prize. Because that's just the most fascinating fact.
Well, let me tell you the truth in that. And the truth in that was I was part of a team going to El Salvador. And that team, we were all nominated by the Salvadorian government. And I had the plaques to prove it. But for me, actually, I didn't feel that I had done enough to deserve that. And so for me, it was actually a major inspiration to go way beyond what I was doing and start my own foundation and my own work and also have a major impact, you know, on the world. So that's how it felt for me. It was actually me saying to myself, wow, what an honor. Well, let me make sure I get to live up to this in such a way that I'm worthy of it.
Wow, that's I didn't expect that answer. That's fantastic. No. I mean, I in all honesty, you're the only person I've ever met that's ever been nominated, you know, come close to a Nobel Prize, because that's just such a massive honor. And anyway, yeah. You look at just to be recognized, to be, you know, you hear that with the Academy Awards. Well, it was an honor to be nominated. Well, this one's true. It is a freaking honor to be nominated.
No, it really is. And I feel very privileged to have been considered. And just like I said, you know, it has made me that much more motivated and humbled, if you will, to make sure that I live up to that nomination, you know, for the rest of my life. Whether I get nominated or not, I mean, that's not the issue. The issue is, as I mentioned earlier in my talk, you know, it's, you know, I'm all about, you know, creating change, enhancing life. And that's what I'm passionate about. And that's what I'm excited about.
Well, I'm excited to hear the conversations that you're going to have on this show, because I was really flattered that you asked me to be your first guest. And I just know that you're going to be pulling in some very intelligent guests and some exciting guests. And I look forward to listening to your show.
Yeah, I'm excited about it, too. And really, I mean, it's, for me, it's an honor to be with you guys. I really enjoy connecting with you when I met you the first time. And also, you know, just jumped in, you know, in faith, knowing that this is a good opportunity, you know, for me to help people have that voice. And you talk about intelligent people, and I'm just saying, you know, it's all people, and not necessarily, you know, the rich and the famous, and it's just, you know, real people like yourself and myself, and, you know, having them share their stories and their trials and tribulations, and finding out what is it that worked for them. And, you know, our success in this world is really about modeling success. You know, success leads to more success. And yeah, we can always rely on the shoulders of our giants, you know, Einstein, Disney, these kinds of people. But as a regular person, we don't necessarily have all those resources those people have. And so it's going to be a lot of fun, you know, to hear, you know, what other people are doing and having that conversation, having that real-time conversation. What is, you know, this being human? You know, what is the human experience? So I'm really excited about that.
It's going to be neat. It's going to be a lot of fun. And also, you make sure you tell your listeners that in about 2 weeks, you'll also be up on iTunes.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Awesome. So you can get the Doc Show on the mobile app with Star Worldwide and Radio Star, or you can listen to it on demand on the website. And in about 2 weeks, you'll be up on iTunes.
Oh, that's awesome. And what I'm also excited about, Ed, is the fact that I'm coming out with my first book.
Yeah.
It's coming out on Amazon on December the 16th. And it's really, it's called 52-Week Success Plan, Life-Changing Principles of Greater Wealth, Happiness, and Health in 5 Easy Minutes. So really excited about that. And the reason being is that, you know, whatever our habits are, whatever we habitually do is what we becomes our destiny. But also what we habitually don't do also becomes our destiny. And so, you know, we all know what we need to do in life. And because our body feels it, our brain gets it, our body feels it. other people tell us. But it's the motivation, it's the resources, you know, getting out there to do it. And so this book is just a very simple way just to get you connected with some things that you could do very easily that could dramatically change your life.
And what's the title of it again?
52-Week Success Plan, coming out on Amazon December 16th.
Oh, my gosh. So, just around the corner.
Just around the corner.
Less than two weeks yesterday.
2 weeks yesterday, yes. I'm excited. It's my first book. But it's really about helping people. It's about helping people with new choices. And, you know, for me, it's easy. I mean, I studied medicine for 17 years. You learn to read those big, heavy, difficult, complicated, you know, books. And so it's actually hard when you read these other, you know, personal development books. I mean, they're complicated. Sometimes I don't even understand them. And so I really wanted to give something that was really simple, a simple read that people could apply immediately.
Fantastic, buddy. Again, thank you for having me on as your first guest. I'm sorry I had a little trouble signing in there. I don't know what happened there, but I will be investigating.
Right. And I look forward to, you know, having you on the show more often. I really appreciate you, respect you, and want to hear your voice. And just to wrap it up, because I know we're about at the end of it, is that the future shows, you know, some things that we're looking forward to is this being human, the human experience, you know, how to harness the potential of the body to restore form and function. That's that body intelligence that I was talking about, you know, energy healing, belief medicine, you know, what is that all really all about? You know, modeling success, you know, standing on the shoulders of giants and figuring out, you know, how can we do what they do? And the final thing is the ongoing conversations, real people, real conversation, new voices, new decisions.
Well, thanks, Doc. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much. And I guess we'll go ahead and wrap it up. And I thank you, listeners. And just as a reminder, this is your prescription for transformation. Real people, real conversations, new voices, new decisions that you get to select and how they can influence your life, tapping into your authentic genius and living the life that you desire. Thank you so much. Good night. God bless.
Thanks for listening to Dr. Rademacher's Prescription for Transformation. Join Dr. Barton Rademacher live right here on Radio Star Worldwide each week or on demand 24/7.